Honey, be the humanist. Listen closely, yeah. Pretty on the outside, dark from within. Yeah. Consumed by her pride, she hides it with a grin. Yet the tears, they will fall for heart, she fought to win. Label fucking crazy, show she writes with a pen. Get so it? Tired of the gas lights, tired of the fake fights, tired of the fact you beat me down.
This is your most esteemed host, Beatrice Harris. And for anyone that loves to listen to music, I'm also known as Honeybee the Humanist. Today's episode is going to be quite extensive. It entails the downsides and the dark side when it comes to social justice, or socialism, if you think about it. To some, it may seem a little bit displeasing. Some cases, a lot of people take it as disrespectful. I have to be very clear. Every episode that I've ever done It is in no way to disrespect anyone. It is simply my observations and the current situations that are going on. And unfortunately, because this has been most consistent with, if you will, the blue side, the most unfortunate truths, and the path that we're already on. So please don't take this as a way for me to start anything or to ruffle anyone's feathers or to offend or to trigger. It is simply a hardcore, raw perception. Sometimes when people make perceptions, they don't have anything to back them up. Well, I have bad news for you. The observations and perception that I express to my listeners and whoever happens to listen to this podcast, I have evidence to back me up. I look into a lot of different subjects and I research on that subject religiously, no pun intended, to make sure that anything that I talk about is straight to the point and I'm not missing any context. So, to any new potential listeners out there and the ones who know me very well, this is how I describe what is going on every day in the world that we so have ended up depending on. Even though it's obvious that anyone with a working brain could definitely master the positive benefits of being self-sufficient. But let's be very clear here. We are under a system, if you will, of hierarchy and plutocracy. And technocracy, if you think about it. So anything that I discuss, I try to keep it current, or I try and remind those of what has already come to pass and try and give my best advice on what's not yet come to pass. So without further ado, kick back, relax, and enjoy this very eye-opening and slightly upsetting episode that is titled The Continued Existence of Prejudice. Yes, it's still going on. From the constant arguments that there is still systemic racism and corruption, you gotta ask yourself, why is it still going on? Well, if you remember my past episodes, I spoke very openly about the hypocrisy involving social justice and the war on racism. I even did a song about the ones who proclaim racial equality, but isn't fully demonstrating their efforts. If there was ever a time where you should have questioned the true intentions of the Black Lives Matter movement and other movements that have started more problems than solutions, it should have been between the years of 2019 to now. I never said that it was wrong. I said it was being done the wrong way. For one thing, this crap keeps taking center stage every election season, along with clean water, better access to healthcare, fighting big money and corporations, and, oh, my favorite, gender equality. There is so much going on. You don't know where to put your energy to. You think, man, there is so much I can support and fight for these policies and these new bills. When you start fighting for social justice, it feels refreshing at first. You eagerly run to the meetings, attend and participate in protests, and speak publicly. Oh yes, the premise of social activism is so tempting. Anyone would be an idiot not to try it, right? Until it starts to become distorted and corrupt, the bombshell report about Black Lives Matter and even the LGBTQIA, no pun intended, isn't surprising. Many other reports show the darker side of social activism, and mostly it's from the liberal side of politics. Many traditional roles and family values have taken a back seat in comparison to the push for gender equality and, well, more handouts. Don't get me wrong, I'm all for helping people stay afloat, but you have to have a really good reason why. Many entitlement programs have caused a major shift in self-sufficiency, and society itself is on the verge of a collapse from the weight of the constant struggle to just simply live and thrive. But racism is only a small factor when you look at it. Yes, there is still racism, but it's not as bad as it was in the 1600s. But there is a hidden agenda for this, and it's not good. We should know by now that this type of landscape thrives on violence and toxicity. The political landscape is anything but beneficial to the masses, but still, we depend on the same strategies that gets us the bare minimum. So many issues could have been easily dealt with, but remember that you are just another pawn, part of their voting machines, their outreach. Oh yes, your hard-earned dollars going to their fundraiser for what? To do it all over again in 4 years. If there is truly peace, then there's no conflict to make money off of. If there is food independence, there isn't a need for mass produce, causing more damage to our environment and our resources. If there is common sense and logic, then there wouldn't be much entertainment to keep the masses distracted. And how do you restore order? Well, you gotta make some chaos. Cause and effect, good and evil, peace and war, life and death, black and white, rich and poor. The way that they have mastered neurological programming through social media and chemical manipulation of the vital parts of the brain, that being the amygdala and hippocampus. These parts of the brain focus on emotional regulation. Look up the history of neurological psychological trials with electromagnetic waves specifically targeting these two parts, which is also known as your limbic system. When the amygdala is disrupted, your emotions are not processed properly, and that can lead to a lot of friction. You would find yourself being on edge, crying more, getting more violent, and the emotional burnout is frightening. Add the hippocampus into the mix and you've got yourself a dangerous combination. Mental illness is sky high in America, but because of all the wonderful little distractions, we see mental illness as a lifestyle now. Mostly women do this shit, and trust me, makes it harder for the ones that actually do need the help. To be truly ill is a curse, because the people who harshly judge the ones who are ill happen to be the ones taking the resources. The reason why I'm explaining all of this is because I haven't seen much change in the communities that have been given extra funding. We see the money pour in, but that's the last we'll see of it. They hold meetings on how the money should be spent, but really, they always have made the decision before they even ask the public. Hate to be the bearer of bad news. Let's remember the meaning prejudice, which, by the way, has two meanings, according to the Oxford Dictionary. The first one is the most common one that people are aware of. A preconceived opinion that is not based on reason or actual experience. The second one is a more legal diction that states that harm or injury that resulted or may result from some action or judgment. Both of these terms are continuously dismissed because of the loopholes to corruption, extortion, and racketeering that is deep within the system that is slowly pulling us into a society of apathy and emptiness. We are not so different. History Unfiltered shows that. The problem is we have become too dependent on the multifaceted conditioning. We have become reactant to the mass-produced media that further distracts us from our true purpose, which as time goes by, and it becomes restrictive. We lose our ability to reach deep inside ourselves and look to our inner child, the one part of us that is our pain and joy, our darkness and light, our peace and turmoil. Duality is a powerful thing when you use it right. If you stay in the dark for too long, you will be blinded by the light. And if you stay in the light, you will be afraid of the dark. If you are too naive, you will be hurt. But if you harden yourself too much, you won't be able to feel the love around you. If you are too trusting, you will be broken. But if you don't learn to trust, you won't know the angel who may be by your side. Everything is a scale. Everything needs to be in balance. If everything was in balance, if everything was of equal force, then why do these social issues persist? Because if humanity were to become a peaceful concept, then the money would stop flowing. Until next time, watch the clock and be aware.